Now we move on to part B, where we're going to take a look at the short-term volume oscillator chart. And you can see now what I did is I built a standard W type T, where you have B and C split the bottom there, and made a time symmetrical T, which is very similar to what the advanced decline T came out. That's the procedure, except this time it came out to be pretty much on target. You have you're dropping away from the top. You haven't broken the rising bottoms channel coming up, and so there's a question whether you want to do that now or you know next week. Maybe it wants to break all the way down to the normal correction low. Maybe it wants to pull up one more time and recover a little bit and then go over. But eventually, it's going to either find the normal correction low level or the deep correction low level, and it should find the deep correction low at some point in December. We generally take the null echo low to be mid-December. But I did notice that there were some interesting patterns, a cyclical pattern in the blue volume oscillator, where I have the red low, this one in the latter part of January, another one in May, one in August. And Parker at his site very carefully measured the number of days between these lows at about 74 trading days, and he came to the conclusion that if this sequence of lows it progresses to the point where you have the low question mark, it'll be around the 8th of December. And that's our best guess. I don't think that this is necessarily going to be an accurate number. Technically, what it's trying to do is to find out where you have actually, his data shows that the first bottom was January 22nd. Then it was May 7th. That was 73 trading days after the January 22nd case. Then August 24th was the next low, and that was 75 days after the May 7th low. And then if you project 74 days from the August 24th low, you come up with a projection that the volume oscillator will make a low on December 8th. However, the volume oscillator is not necessarily the price low, so the null echo could really be this is all conjecture, and sometimes these cycles do run relatively clear. You can even see the previous one going back to October, late October 09, is cyclically approximately there. But they have a bad habit just about the time you see them that something, you know, something changes in the equation, and so you want to hang your hat on it for a while. That's all we can do right now. We would like to see the oscillator either flat, you know, break down next week and just to say that the whole thing is over. But I would just put in that there are other things to come, which would suggest that it is possible that the market wants to make one more, it's like a 50% retracement before it goes over. And you can see that's after the A top, you come down from the actual A top, and then you have about a 50% retracement, then you go over. So if you see that 50% retracement or something like that, a recovery, it's going to go over. It's not going to really just continue on the upside. That's all I can really say. Now, the next T is listed as a long bear type T. And once you get down into the null echo low, there'll be a cash buildup line. You're going to have to say there's a new T, and you're going to say there's a recovery from the oversold condition. You can't say much about what's going to happen as far as this oversold condition is concerned, because we don't know how deep the oscillator goes. If the oscillator goes very, very deep, like it did in May, you see, you can't make the T because the thing will, you can't get the oscillator to break the trend line. And that kind of gets you into a condition where the center post of the T tends to drift away from you. And that makes the T longer and it delays the bottom and so forth. Now, the question that people are going to ask is, okay, so to make the T, how do you know that it's not going to give you a big rally and that things are not going to take off? And the answer is you go back to the chart, the first chart, and you say if the insiders were record selling and the amount of bullishness was record highs, it means that everybody is in the market, okay? And the professionals that have the better view want to get out of the market, okay? And the question is, that kind of psychology just doesn't get reversed in a short-term pain. So what you'd say is, when you find this low, you're likely to get something like a 1/3 retracement or a 2/3 retracement. You just put it out as it's a 50% retracement. And then the T is going to collapse because there really isn't any cash buildup phase. They've been spending money. So the amount of money that they have to is probably enough for just a small rally, but it isn't good enough to take care of a long T for any extended amount. And so the thing's going to collapse, and it's going to turn out to be a mess. That's pretty much the only conclusion that you can come to now. One of the things that you want to watch out for here is that if you, no matter whether you have recovery, then you go down or you go down right away, the normal correction low is known to have tendencies to want to have a dig in because it's a natural place to want to kind of hold. And you would want to buy that story because the null deco is a flip over the T's. And when it says it's going down into mid-December, there's usually a lot of truth to that. And the cycle would tend to pick it into the maybe the 8th of December is a rough guess. So that's all we can say about this chart. And we'll go on now and get on to the more experimental stuff, which is potentially dangerous, but it's also potentially could be very good for the future.